USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A long list of GOP lawmakers in D.C. are calling for President Biden to either be impeached or resign from office after his failed role in America's withdrawal in Afghanistan. 13 U.S. military members were killed in 2 suicide bombs. Over 100 Afghans also lost their lives. Indiana Republican Congressman Jim Banks on Fox News Thursday.
I'm heartbroken thinking about the many lives that have been impacted, our service members, the lives of the Afghans who have been helping us over the last 20 years who are trying to get to the airport just to potentially get out of a Taliban-run situation in the country there. All of this was completely avoidable.
The U.S. airlift of Americans and her allies continued Friday morning. The National Hurricane Center is reporting Tropical Storm Ida formed Thursday afternoon over the Caribbean Sea and has the potential to become a powerful hurricane over the Gulf of Mexico and strike the northern Gulf Coast by Monday. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Months of partisan battles in Texas concluded late Thursday as House members passed new voting integrity laws, moving the legislation closer to the governor's desk. The vote on the nearly 50-page bill, SB 1, passed the Texas House 79-37, mostly along party lines. The National Football League says 93% of its players are vaccinated for COVID-19, and the league wanted mandatory vaccination, but the NFL Players Association would not agree to it. NFLPA President J.C. Treader said earlier this week that the decision not to make vaccinations mandatory was done by the league, but league officials disputed that observation. NFL referees do not have a vaccine mandate either. More than 34,000 Californians are under evacuation orders as the state experiences dangerous weather conditions for fire activity. The Caldor Fire, which has been burning east of Sacramento for 12 days, could spread rapidly into Lake Tahoe despite firefighting efforts. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
I bear responsibility for fundamentally all that's happened of late.
After President Biden on Thursday took responsibility for the bungled Afghanistan withdrawal, he quickly diverted and once again tried to blame President Trump. Serving 8 tours of duty in Afghanistan, U.S. veteran Chad Robichaud tells Fox News the attacks will probably continue.
There's no way this ends good. The attacks are going to continue. Anybody that's read a history book knows that the Afghanistan always chases their enemies out. This is the White House covering for the Taliban. ISIS, Taliban, they're all the same right now because they're in partnership. We need to stop saying this is ISIS. ISIS claims everything. If I, you know, break wind, ISIS is going to claim it. ISIS always claims everything because they want credit for it. And they're going to keep doing this until we leave. And then afterwards, they have free rein on our 10,000 plus American citizens and all of our allies there. We still need to act. And the White House needs to act. In addition, they need to help the refugees that we already got out. The State Department has been absent and not participant in the world's effort to help these refugees.
President Biden says the evacuations will continue and America will be out at the end of the month. Time Magazine has created a virtual Martin Luther King Jr. Museum inside of the video game Fortnite. Saturday will mark the anniversary of MLK's I Have a Dream speech from 1963. Gamers can now experience the address in its entirety within Fortnite as part of an experience called March Through Time. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.